Going only by his new album, it would be easy to cast Marley Carroll as a musician whose instruments are a computer and software.
Basically, opening up this program and hooking up a MIDI keyboard and playing it and hearing like a Rhodes sound come out, or like a Strat or a drum set or something. It just seemed like the whole universe of like musical possibilities was like suddenly available to me.
Carroll's tiny one-bedroom home near the Western North Carolina Nature Center doubles as his studio. His keyboards, Mac laptop, and rhythm machine fill the living room. But before he ever touched synthetic sounds, Carroll had a grounding in roots music. He remembers growing up in a home filled with soul and R&B. He studied drums and percussion and played in punk bands during high school. When he began exploring his own musical voice, he drew from Radiohead's Kid A era, along with Aphex Twin and other electronic groups from the UK. At the same time, he developed an obsession with turntabling, and he won a DJ contest at just 16 years old.
I went to go see this DJ group called the Beat Junkies. Beat Junkies were a five-man turntable crew, and they did a routine with all five of them on one turntable apiece. This was at a concert in Charlotte. Basically, it's like playing live samplers. So it was almost like seeing a five-man percussion ensemble, but they're using like horn sounds and pianos and hi-hats and stuff.
Carroll went through his school's international baccalaureate program, and he considered bioengineering before committing to a future in music. He attended Cal Arts on a percussion scholarship, but changed his focus to music technology.
Some of my earliest stuff was like really glitchy, super electronic, almost like breakbeaty type stuff. And then at the same time, I would be making these really languid, melancholy rock songs that sounded like, you know, My Bloody Valentine or something. It was like a wall of guitars with electronic drums.
Carroll remembers picking up a Band of Horses album, learning it was recorded at Echo Mountain Studios, and deciding he had to move to Asheville. He never landed the internship there that he sought. Instead, he was working for Charlotte Street Computers when he decided to give up the proverbial day job and focus on landing more DJ gigs and creating his own music. Carroll captured blips of attention with his own music, including from a record label that wanted him to produce an album solely of instrumental music. The result is Flight Patterns, a new album inspired by both the visual and sonic elements of Birds in Flight.
It wasn't the kind of thing where it was conceptualized to be one unbroken piece of music, but it can certainly be interpreted that way. And I think it should be enjoyed that way for sure.
Marley insists music without vocals can be just as expressive and compelling as music with singing.
You can make instrumental music that has like an emotional sort of longing quality to it, but it also has a really corporeal body propulsion to it. So it's like emotional dance music, you know?
Carroll sees himself as an introvert and reluctant social media presence, but he's stepping up his visibility both online and on tour.
Very private person. I like kind of being, things to be kind of like mellow in my life. I think a lot of that is just fear of criticism and being insecure, is you don't want people to hear it. You don't want to get their input. Now I feel like I can play stuff for people, I can work with people, and I'm not threatened by their opinions. I'm really excited to sort of hit the road and get my stuff out there. And just the rekindled passion of like, if this is part of what I'm signing up for, like, let's do it.
Marley Carroll celebrates the release of Flight Patterns with a show December 14th at the Mothlight in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.